U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is tapped for a Trump administration cabinet role. Details on proposed legislation related to data centers and why state lawmakers want to extend the bear hunting season. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Deborah Shar. President Donald Trump has appointed Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to serve as U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. Anna Pope reports on today's announcement.
In a post on Truth Social, the president called Mullen a MAGA warrior as he tapped Mullen to become the next Secretary of Homeland Security starting March 31st. He will be acting secretary until the Senate votes whether to confirm his appointment. The president wrote that the current secretary, Kristi Noem, will be moving into another role. Mullen has served as one of Oklahoma's senators since 2023 and as a congressman before that. He's a business owner, former mixed martial arts fighter, and a citizen of the Cherokee Nation. Mullen is the only tribal citizen in the Senate. Governor Kevin Stitt will appoint someone to finish the senator's term, which ends in January. Stitt expressed support for Mullen's appointment and says he'll send a, quote, small government conservative voice to the Senate. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma lawmakers are thinking of ways to change property taxes around the state. Lionel Ramos reports the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce hosted an event Wednesday to brainstorm on the topic.
The event included a one-on-one discussion between the chair of the chamber, Mike Ross, and Governor Kevin Stitt, who pitched a proposal to freeze property taxes around the state. Mike Fina, who directs the Oklahoma Municipal League, spoke on a property tax panel following the governor. He says what the state needs is tax reform, not cuts.
Reform requires policy change. We're not talking about policy, we're talking about cutting numbers back. That's problematic. If they actually wanted reform, we wouldn't be sitting here at the Oklahoma City Chamber. The three of us would be sitting at 23rd and Lincoln explaining this to legislators.
Meanwhile, some lawmakers are proposing a complete elimination of property taxes, while others focus on specific exemptions. None have proposed a plan to replace the money lost from reducing property tax revenue. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma House lawmakers advanced a bill Wednesday that aims to keep households and businesses from paying higher electricity costs as data centers come online. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has details.
The Data Center Customer Protection Act of 2026 was authored by Marlow Republican Brad Bowles. The bill would require utility regulators to set separate terms, conditions, and tariffs for large load customers, like data centers. The Corporation Commission, which oversees utilities, is currently working with companies on tariffs to shield smaller customers from bearing those costs. Bowles says this bill is still necessary to have, quote, safeguards and guardrails in place in state law. The bill passed the House Energy and Natural Resources Oversight Committee the same day President Donald Trump presented a ratepayer protection pledge. The agreement was signed by companies like Google and Microsoft, the tech giants committed to building their own power for data centers to prevent extra costs for smaller users. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
State lawmakers are also considering a measure that would open Oklahoma's bear season 2 weeks early. The bill's author says it would protect residents from black bears encroaching on their property. But wildlife officials say the state's bear population is already well-balanced. Grayson Wheeler reports.
Okmulgee Republican Representative Scott Fettgatter says his measure aims to minimize bear encounters, but he doesn't think it will lead to overharvest.
I have no intention of devastating the harvesting of the bear population in Oklahoma.
Micah Holmes with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation says opening archery season for black bears in mid-September would likely result in many more bear kills. Oklahoma's black bears start finding dens in October and November, but in September, they're still out and about and more likely to be drawn by bait.
If we had to open up an earlier season, we would have to look at other ways to moderate the harvest, to kind of keep it right where it is.
He says that could mean limiting bear license sales, restricting the season to certain geographic areas, or adjusting quotas. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.